We told you we were going to talk with Glenn Fidel of G. Fidel Roofing, and you've seen him on Blue Collar Millionaire. That was on what, CNBC? Yeah. You said that's what it was? Correct. Yeah, so you know that the guy's driven, and he's got your service in mind. And what are some of the key components that led to your success, Glenn?
I would just say, first of all, hard work and dedication to quality. You know, just trying to be better and work harder than the next guy I was working next to, working my way up, and just understanding the dynamics of what it takes to be successful, you know, just dedicating yourself to every aspect, having a passion, you know, actually living that passion every moment.
Now, you're a young guy, so, you know, there's some other young people out there that want to start out and they want to start their own business or get things going. What kind of words of wisdom could you give them to get started in their own business?
Well, I always said, if for some reason I was looking for a job or, you know, something like that, I would tell the person, you know, here's my resume, but let me work for you for 2 days. And then you can kind of decide what I'm worth, because I know I can really apply myself and try my hardest to just prove that I'm valued, rather than so oversell up front and underdeliver afterwards. And I think that kind of character kind of goes a long way. You know, going to somebody with solutions, not always problems, you know, trying to think ahead and just run the pressure up to upper management so that you're essentially taking their place.
Yeah, that's some great wisdom there. And how'd you learn from your mistakes when you were out there making them?
Well, like 1,000 different ways. I would just say I had so much learning. I just always stayed open to it. So as mistakes happen, you know, you just realizing that it's not so much a bad thing. You know, the greatest successes are results of mistakes and what you learn from them. You just can't shut down or become depressed about it. You got to be encouraged and say, hey, this is what I won't do next time.
Now, we're talking with Glenn Fidel, who is the owner of G. Fidel Roofing. And what's the difference about G. Fidel Roofing compared to other roofing companies out there?
Well, I think we specialize in pretty much the broadest variety of different roofing products. So we have a good bit of departments that we could do the custom slate, tile, and cedar. We do a lot of copper work, that kind of stuff, historical restoration. But at the same time, we're doing shopping centers. We're Firestone-approved contractors, master contractors, actually. So we do a good bit of that, a lot of things in Jersey, and you know, we'll travel around in a commercial outfit for doing that. And then down to the smallest thing, I mean, people say, oh, it's a big company, they're gonna be expensive. But one thing that kind of set us apart, that I was kind of able to design myself, was a service department that can fix anything from a pipe collar leak to a chimney leak at a very reasonable price, and not try to oversell or anything like that. Just be out there and actually solve the problem correctly and build the trust with the community that we've been doing.
Well, that's great. Glenn Fidel, owner of G. Fidel Roofing. You can check him out online at gfidelroof.com. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And you can find that Blue Collar Millionaire episode on, CNBC? On demand, right?
Yeah, CNBC, yep.
Yeah, okay. Go over there and check it out, and you can see that episode. But thank you so much for coming in. And, boy, I tell you what, if you're leaking today, he's the man to call.
All right? Today's the right day to be on the radio.
That's right, it is, man. Good time. Hey, it's 7:39 now with Sky and Leah this morning. Coming up, we're going to check on your forecast, and we've got more of today's country on the way.